joined in the Catalyst studio today by Marie McDowell, who's the founder and executive director of Keep St. Pete Lit and also the producer of the Sunlit Festival, which is coming soon. Can you please tell everyone why the Sunlit Festival is not to be missed?
The Sunlit Festival is occurring April 7th through the 22nd. Our kickoff party is April 5th at the Chihuly Gallery. Basically, it's a literary smorgasbord, 18 events that are taking place all over the city that bring in 35 cultural organizations and businesses all under the celebration of literature.
Cool. And where can we find out the schedule and all other information that we need?
The schedule will be live on sunlitfestival.org. It also comes out April 1st in the Latitude section of the Tampa Bay Times. You are going to have a link to the schedule on the Catalyst.
We will.
Yes. Also, we have Sunlit Festival as a Facebook page and, you know, keepstpetelit.org.
And I went to a couple of events last year. It's a really great festival and it really helps to capture. This is one of the things that is one of those building blocks that makes St. Pete amazing. And it represents the literary community well. And it's the extension of a year-round initiative that you have with Keep St. Pete Lit. What are some of the things that Keep St. Pete Lit is doing throughout the year that people should check out?
Well, we have writing classes at the Moran Arts Center several times a week, book clubs, storytelling open mics, kids writing camps. Basically, we try to cover all the literary gamut, kind of be the one-stop literary shop for readers and writers that are interested in not only, you know, honing in on their creativity, but also having a creative community that can support them and help them celebrate why they live in St. Pete. So it's really quite wonderful organization, I think, to be a part of and also to participate in.
And there was just a big event in, it was AWP, which mm-hmm. brought, what, 14,000
people? 14,000 people, I believe, to Tampa.
Yeah,
yes.
Which is cool. And that's about the business of writing.
It covered all the gamuts, how to get published. All the literary presses were there, big name writers. It was just kind of all the different avenues and channels that you can go down as a reader and writer. It was a huge event in Tampa, March, I believe, 7th through 10th.
And is that an indicator of the health of the writing scene in the Tampa Bay area? What's your, since you have your finger on the pulse of all things literature in St. Pete, how are things looking?
I can speak, especially from our organization, we have people that are moving here as readers and writers and people coming from not only out of the state, but also other parts in Tampa Bay that are moving to St. Petersburg. And actually, one of the first things they look for is a strong literary culture. And they reach out to us and say how excited they are to see that this city of the arts is supporting a literary presence. I think that it's growing, just like all things in St. Peter growing. And the goal is just to try to provide a platform for people to express themselves in, you know, a wide variety of ways. So that's what we hope we do. So I grew up here and am a poet. And I can just tell you that, I mean, we have multiple literary events a week, not only with our organizations, but even through the MFA and, you know, there's Oxford Exchange and Inkwood Books and Tombolo Books, all kinds of things are cropping up now. You know, you set a fire and then people gradually set other fires and it grows so exponentially. So it's an exciting time to be a part of it all.
That's great. And it's just essential work that you're doing for St. Pete's and very much appreciated. And make sure that anyone who's listening, check out the Sunlit Festival and find out all the information you need at sunlitfestival.org. And of course, always open for sponsorships. I think one thing I can say, knowing Maureen and her work, is that she makes her resources go further than almost anybody I know who organizes anything. And so all support is greatly appreciated and well deserved.
Well, thank you, Joe. And please, everyone, read and write on.